Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Huckenberry. Checking in now with the situation in Gaza, Ethan Bronner joins us. He's the Jerusalem Bureau Chief for The New York Times. Ethan, thanks for being a part of the program.
Happy to be here, John.
Now, we've heard a lot of the details of what's coming out of Gaza today, but really the question is, how do we decipher what's happening? Because the media access seems to be very, very difficult. You were having trouble getting into Gaza yesterday. What is the sort of scale, and is there a pattern to media access or denials of access on the part of Israeli authorities?
It's a slightly complicated story that I'll try to simplify as best I can. Until 2 months ago, there was never any question about media access to Gaza. But suddenly, in early November, as rocket fire on Israel increased from Hamas, the defense ministry started to close down the crossings to journalists. And basically, we couldn't get in for the entire past 2 months. There were one or two days when suddenly they'd say you could go in. But once the war began, it was totally shut down. We, as a foreign press association, objected first quietly to various ministries and army and so on, and prime minister. And ultimately, we went to the Supreme Court, which ordered a week ago the government to allow a pool of reporters in. It said you can't keep the foreign press out of Gaza. And so we arranged a pool of eight reporters, and I was in that pool. And 3 days out of the last four, we were told to come down to the border for the possibility of getting in, and each time they said it's too unsafe to let you in. Yesterday in particular, right after that, they let in the head of the United Nations Relief and Work Agency. So why it's safe for him and not for us, not clear.
Well, Ethan, what do you say to the people who, are very, very concerned about Israel's security in this situation and may even write letters to the editor, to your newspaper, that, it's up to Israel to decide, that reporters don't necessarily take Israel's security into consideration in a situation like this, and you're just going to have to wait?
Well, I mean, all we're asking is that the Israelis stamp our passports and let us through the international border between them and Gaza. And actually, it's not we who are asking. It is the Supreme Court of the country that is demanding it of the government. So I understand that there are security issues, both for us and for the operation and for the troops. And I understand there might be certain rules. One of them was that you don't let hundreds of people in. There are hundreds of people along the border waiting to go in. I'm talking about journalists from around the world.
Sure.
They were going to let in eight of us, and they still have not done so.
Well, we spoke with your colleague, Tigrid Al-Khodri, yesterday, mm-hmm. also a BBC reporter who was in Shifa Hospital inside Gaza. And, this isolation means that the accounts of what's going on in Gaza are almost diametrically opposed to the kind of accounts you see outside. I wonder if it's not necessarily in the Israelis' interest to restrict press access as they have.
Well, I mean, they clearly think there's a long story here about how what happened in the 2006 war in Lebanon and what happened in the disengagement, as it's called, from Gaza in 2005 in terms of media access. There was quite a lot in both of those cases. And particularly in the Lebanon war, it was determined that this wasn't necessarily such a good thing for Israel's strategic goals.
Well, once again, echoes of 2006. We're going to have to leave it there, Ethan, but thanks so much for joining us and bringing us up to date.
My pleasure, John.
Ethan Bronner, New York Times, Jerusalem Bureau Chief, attempting to report from Gaza amidst media restrictions by the Israeli authorities, restrictions that are being challenged by the Israeli Supreme Court.